Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day of shocking news about the terrible, terrible damage that was inflicted by a traitor. And this is what treason means. A very high-ranking official at the State Department who has been working for decades as an agent for the Castro communist regime in Cuba. So what happens to this guy? Who is he? How did he get away with this? And what is the lesson for Americans? I want to get into that because I think the lessons are profound. And they have a great impact on how we are going to vote, how Congress is going to act regarding various issues in foreign policy, and how Americans should feel about some of the threats against our country. And yes, we have all kinds of domestic threats, but the foreign threats remain intense and deadly. We will get to that in a moment. On a more wholesome basis, we have some great, tremendous, earth-shaking big news about the Michael Medved Show. To find out among the very first to know what that news is, sign up at michaelmedved.substack.com to be first in line for the information. It is exciting and again, something that I think most people will find very encouraging. When you sign up at michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, there is also big news on the presidential field. Now, I understand there's always this question of what happens when a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear. And it's true that Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota has not lit a lot of fires, has not inspired a great deal of enthusiasm as a presidential candidate. He's been a guest on this show. And he was a wonderful guest. Actually, he was in the first two debates. And he did well, particularly in the second debate. A lot of people who were reviewing debate performance felt that Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, did almost as well as Nikki Haley, who was presumed to have been the winner of that debate. The news right now is he's ended his campaign. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum suspended his presidential campaign today. He had promised to keep going until the New Hampshire primary, but with his national polling average below 1%, he never looked likely to become the nominee. Burgum said that he remains committed to pushing the country to switch direction on three main policy areas: the economy, energy, and national security. The North Dakota governor had loaned his own campaign $12.2 million as of the end of September. How did he have that kind of money? He had started a company in North Dakota that became a very successful high-tech company and was sold for reputedly close to $1 billion. And Burgum took a swing at the RNC, the Republican National Committee, and its debate requirements after declaring that he was exiting the race. He only qualified for the first two debates. Burgum said, "The RNC's clubhouse debate requirements are nationalizing the primary process and taking the power of democracy away from the engaged, thoughtful citizens of Iowa and New Hampshire." And by the way, four candidates have qualified for tomorrow's primary debate: former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The debate will take place in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and will start tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. President Trump, again, missing in action. He is skipping the debate to host a very important private fundraiser in Florida instead. Meanwhile, there is this story about a horrible human being. I mean, truly horrible human being named Victor Manuel Roca, who was a one-time ambassador to Bolivia. The story says that story is by Jose de Cordoba, a former senior U.S. diplomat who served in embassies across Latin America, was accused of spying for Cuba's intelligence service for decades and one of the highest reaching and longest lasting security breaches in the history of the federal government, according to a criminal complaint unsealed yesterday. Victor Manuel Roca, who is 73 years old, is a former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia. He was arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Why We Need an FBI, on Friday. The unsealed complaint said that the 73-year-old Roca had worked for Cuba's communist regime as a covert agent since at least the early 1980s until now. Roca secretly supported the Republic of Cuba in its clandestine intelligence-gathering mission against the United States by serving as a covert agent of Cuba's intelligence services, the complaint said. In doing so, Roca provided false information to the U.S. and traveled outside the country to meet with Cuban undercover agents, according to the complaint. During the U.S. investigation, Roca met with an undercover FBI officer who was pretending to be a Cuban agent three times in the past 2 years, according to the complaint. All three meetings during which Roca used undercover Cuban spy craft were audio-taped and videotaped. Okay, for people who want to abolish the FBI or want to cut back on it, this is one of the reasons it's so important. This is somebody who had penetrated the highest levels of the State Department. During the first meeting with the undercover agent, Roca said he had been told by Cuba's intelligence service to lead a normal life and that he had publicly espoused right-wing political leanings to maintain his cover, according to the complaint. But throughout the meetings, Roca referred to the U.S. as the enemy. He praised Fidel Castro as the comandante and referred to his contacts in Cuban intelligence as his compañeros, according to the complaint. A former diplomat said this is likely to be the worst breach by Cuban intelligence of the U.S. government ever, surpassing that of Anya Bolen Montes, a senior Cuban analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency, who pleaded guilty to spying for Cuba in 2002. She was released from prison in 2023. So she spent 22 years in prison. This guy, being 73, is likely to serve in prison for the rest of his life. I mean, this is 10 times worse. It was a great coup for the Cubans, said John Feely, a former U.S. ambassador to Panama. He and Roca said, he said Roca was his mentor when he entered the Foreign Service. Look, the Cold War is over, thank God. But that doesn't mean that the dangers of the Cold War are any less. This is why people who want to abolish the FBI, who want to leave NATO, are so incredibly wrong. It is a dangerous world. There are communist nations still disturbing the peace of humanity. In Cuba, in North Korea, in China, the world's largest, or now second India, second largest population. It is a dangerous world out there, and we need serious defense of the United States. Is it also dangerous when there are people internally who are undermining the country? Of course. We will get to that. A controversial new book by Liz Cheney. We'll cover it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is not a tribute to this now arrested spy, Roca, who, by the way, one of the things that they mentioned in giving his biography is that this traitor to the United States, Rocha, who holds degrees from Yale, Harvard, and Georgetown universities. He was born in Colombia. He joined the State Department in 1981, serving as Honduras desk officer when the U.S. was backing the Contra rebels against the Marxist government in neighboring Nicaragua. Rocha also served as advisor to the commander of the U.S. Southern Command, which oversees military relations with Latin America. And during this entire time, he's a Cuban spy. What does it indicate? It indicates we need to be more careful about U.S. security, but we also shouldn't simply say, well, the Cold War is over. These communist nations like Cuba, like North Korea, are not simply to be ignored. Meanwhile, there are other dangers here domestically. There is a great deal of concern about some recent comments by Donald Trump. Donald Trump's friend Bill O'Reilly on this air admitted that in his estimation, President Trump has been discombobulated. Now, I'm not sure what the actual meaning of discombobulated means, but there is a great deal of material on some of Trump's recent statements which are concerning. And then again, there's a new context for that concern with Liz Cheney's new book. Haven't received it yet, haven't read it yet, but I'm eager to do so. I know her parents. I know Vice President Cheney for years, since I interviewed him first when I was very young for my book, The Shadow President, because he had been... Dick Cheney was the chief of staff in the White House for President Gerald Ford. And I was doing a book on White House chiefs of staff, the shadow presidents. In any event, I know her mother, Lynn Cheney, who's a wonderful historian. She's actually the leading biographer of James Madison, which is interesting. But Liz now has a book of her own, and she came on to talk about it and why it was important on MSNBC. Listen, this is clip one.
Who do you see that's going to stand up to him?
Well, I think that's exactly the danger that we face if you think about the future. There have been editorials written saying, well, you know, this was in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago. You know, if Donald Trump is elected again, we really don't have to worry because the institutions of our government will prevent, you know, the worst that he will attempt to do. That nothing could be further from the truth, because those Republicans, you know, a House with Republicans like Mike Johnson, a Senate with people like Josh Hawley and Mike Lee, they won't stand up to him. The other thing that's really important in this regard is he will not abide by the rulings of the courts. And I think people really need to pause and think about what that means. A president who won't enforce court rulings with which he disagrees, as soon as that happens, then people need to recognize immediately, you know, we are unraveling the fundamental structures and systems that make us a nation of laws. And so there won't be any guardrails to stop him.
And that, of course, is something that President Trump could clear up right away, by indicating, no, of course he will accept all court rulings. But again, he is so bitter and so convinced that he himself is innocent of any of the crimes of which he has been formally charged, that it comes naturally to him at this moment to disregard the judicial branch of the government that is supposed to be a co-equal branch, not subservient to the executive branch. Here is Liz Cheney again on MSNBC, this time with Rachel Maddow. Listen.
How do you explain to your friends, your former allies, and other skeptics that this is a decision between democracy and authoritarianism in 2024?
Well, I think that that's exactly what we have to do. And I think part of it is remembering that there are certain people that we aren't going to convince. There are people that are going to be with Trump no matter what. But there are more people Republicans, Democrats, Independents, who we have to make sure they understand he's not a choice. He's not an option. He's not fit for this office. And I think that those are the people who are listening. Those are people we have to mobilize and motivate to stand against the danger that he presents. And the facts matter. You know, there are a lot of people today who I think, you know, say, well, the truth doesn't matter anymore. For some segment of the population, that's true. It doesn't. But far more people are willing to listen. And I think that because this isn't just us imagining what he would do, it's us saying, take him seriously. He's telling us what he will do. Every single day, yeah. He does that. And just reminding people they can't think of him as an option when they go in to vote in 2020.
And this is Liz Cheney, again, talking about running to the Capitol after secretly listening in to a Trump White House call. Listen. Clip, we will get to that. Meanwhile, there is a piece in the same context here, and a piece by Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan in the New York Times. And the headline is Second Term Could Unleash Darker Trump. Darker shade of pale, darker shade of orange, weaker safeguards on authoritarian urges. And why would the Trump second term be dramatically different from the Trump first term? There are lots of questions about that. There is more about the domestic turmoil regarding what is going on in Israel and what is going on in Ukraine. We will get to that and put it in perspective, and more about what is likely to happen in the upcoming debates tomorrow, and more than that. Plus, there's a new career already for George Santos. What could that be? We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Love him.
You are the greatest guy.
Or hate him.
I don't like you.
All right. Just keep listening.
That's a lot.
To Michael Medved.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senate Republicans are staunchly opposed to President Biden's request for aid to Ukraine and Israel unless it's accompanied by big changes in border policy. That's according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said while he expresses support for Ukraine and Israel, national security begins at the U.S.-Mexico border. House Republicans intend to unveil additional surveillance footage from the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot, according to Speaker Mike Johnson.
We want transparency. We should demand it. The American people do. House Republicans trust the American people to draw their own conclusions.
Faces of individuals involved will be blurred to prevent potential retaliation or charges by the Justice Department. The past decade has been declared the hottest on record, with scientists noting an alarming surge in the rate of climate change. A recent report from the World Meteorological Organization reveals a significant increase in planet heating pollution in the atmosphere. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
And on the Michael Medved show, at the same time that there are fewer and fewer Republican candidates for the nomination, Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, dropped out of the race today. There are several articles around the country, including in the New York Times, about Chris Christie being pressured by some of his backers and some of his friends to drop out of the race, to give a chance to Nikki Haley, or even Ron DeSantis to revive and center their campaigns and to actually be a viable competitor against Donald Trump for the nomination. But there's also words about another potential independent candidate for president. I think this is a terrible idea, despite the fact that I have great admiration for former Representative Liz Cheney. She says she is weighing whether or not to mount her own third-party candidacy for the White House, as she vows to do whatever it takes to prevent Trump from returning to the White House. If she decided to run an independent campaign, it wouldn't hurt Trump. It would help Trump. It would take votes away from viable alternatives to President Trump. And the idea that, given her appeal to independents, former Republicans, and some Democrats, many Trump critics in both parties have noted that a presidential campaign run by Cheney could undercut her stated goal of defeating Trump because it could draw substantial votes away from Biden. Here is Liz Cheney appearing on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow, talking about Trump not being the lesser of two evils. What does that mean? He's not evil? He's a candidate for president. But here's Liz Cheney's estimation. Listen.
I don't even want to imagine a situation where he has won. I think we have to do everything we can to stop him in terms of, again, the kinds of things we've been talking about, working in a very nonpartisan fashion. But I also, Rachel, think about it from the perspective of my kids. And, you know, there was a moment right after January 6th where I was having dinner with my husband and our two youngest kids, who happen to be our sons. And I looked at my sons across the dinner table, and I had this realization, you know, I grew up in a country where I didn't have to wonder if we were going to have a peaceful transfer of power in the United States. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, my God, maybe they won't be able to say the same thing. And that is why it's so fundamentally important that we ensure Democrats, independents, Republicans, that we work together, we vote together, we make clear that Donald Trump is not an acceptable alternative. He is not the lesser of two evils. He is a completely unfit man for office. He's already shown us what he would do, and he can never be near the Oval Office again.
That's Liz Cheney. And then she gives this strange story about secretly listening in to a Trump White House call. Does this mean that she had somehow penetrated White House security? Listen, clip six.
You know, I had heard, obviously, there had been talk about we're going to have these electors meet. I think Stephen Miller had been talking about that. But it wasn't clear to me what the contours of this particular part of the plan were until I dialed into that phone call. And listening to them describe how these fake electors were going to be used and the fact that they anticipated that Vice President Pence was going to use them to refuse to count the legitimate electors was certainly a moment of intense concern. And as I got off that call, I ran into the Capitol, into the office of the parliamentarian of the House to say, you know, wait a minute, this is what I'm hearing is going to happen. What do we do about it in the joint session? How do we stop this? And it was very clear that there were not a lot of good answers to that, because I learned later through the investigation that Vice President Pence and his counsel were having discussions with the Senate parliamentarian, and that the Vice President, you know, ultimately, of course, did his duty bravely.
And again, the vice president has been particularly outspoken recently as well. Meanwhile, this idea that President Trump is going to bring us to the brink of dictatorship, have a very different look as president of the United States. Part of it has to do with he clearly had picked a number of people who weren't Trump loyalists, who were his generals, for instance, people like General Kelly and people like General McMaster and General Mattis, who had high positions in the administration and were supposed to balance it a little bit more. This time he said very clearly he's going to have an administration entirely of loyalists. That probably means there won't be a place for Ron DeSantis in the Trump administration. And I think no one is talking any further about the constitutionally dubious, because they're both from Florida, that the idea of DeSantis as a running mate for Trump is very, very unlikely. Trump recently blamed DeSantis for the fact that Florida State University didn't make it into the college football playoffs, despite the fact that it was undefeated, was 12 wins, no losses this year. This is DeSantis talking about that with Laura Ingraham on Fox, clip 8.
So they undefeated conference champion, and to be left out in favor of 2-1 loss teams, and not those are good teams. I mean, don't get me wrong.
No,
but Florida State earned that spot. Now, people have said, is there anything you can do? They're actually looking to see, is there anything they can do? I don't know if there is any recourse, but I have set aside $1 million in case there ever is any litigation. I'm not saying that there's going to be. They are looking at it. I don't think that this has spoke well for college football, and we'll see. And, you know, Donald Trump wants to blame me. You know, he also said that He also took Disney's side against us when we stood up for the kids. He also said Cuomo in New York did COVID better than we did, and he attacked me for being pro-life. Maybe that's the reason we should have a debate on your show, Laura. Stop being a keyboard warrior, and let's step up and debate one-on-one. He's had a lot to say about me over the last year. Say it to my face. I'm game.
Do you think it's likely for Trump to accept that challenge? Very unlikely. Britt Hume on Fox News indicated that there is likely to be some impact of Trump winning. What does it mean if he wins the nomination? Clip 9.
Well, they're predicting that he would... You know, he would try to drive the country toward dictatorship, that he would use his second term to seek revenge on everybody who'd resisted and opposed him over the term of his presidency and beyond. But I gotta say, it seems to me it's all a little overwrought. I mean, we had 4 years of Donald Trump, and he blustered and bragged and threatened and so forth, And yet he didn't bring us to the brink of dictatorship. And for all the excitement that was created by his activities after the election, which he tried everything he could to try to remain in power, in the end it failed. What was labeled an insurrection lasted about 3 or 4 hours, and it was no match for the constitutional restraints which exist and would exist in a Trump second term. So, you know, to me, this is more of the same stuff. You remember we heard before the January 6th began its utterly one-sided inquiry into what the January 6th committee began its utterly one-sided inquiry into what happened that day. The vice chairman of the committee said that we had come critically close to losing our democracy that day. Well, we didn't. And I don't think in a second term Trump would have much luck, even if he tried to drive the country toward dictatorship. He's more likely to drive the Republican Party to a defeat at the hands of Joe Biden than he is to drive the country toward dictatorship.
It's Britt Hume on Fox. Coming up, George Santos has already gotten a job provided by one of the Democratic members of the U.S. Senate. What is George Santos doing for John Fetterman? We will get to that mystery coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, George Santos is not abandoning his position in the national spotlight just because he is facing 22 years in prison and is accused of extraordinarily serious and kind of low-class crimes. I mean, I think stealing the credit card numbers from people who have donated to your campaign, that's pretty low. But it turns out that George Santos has gotten his first gig since leaving Congress just a couple of days ago. And the gig involves doing a cameo video for Senator Bob Menendez. Now, why is he doing that cameo video for Bob Menendez? John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, Bob Menendez, of course, senator from New Jersey, very embattled, also facing all kinds of criminal charges. John Fetterman actually hired George Santos to do that cameo video. And cameo is a smartphone app where you pay celebrities to record personalized messages for people. For the record, I've never had the least interest in having some celebrity used on my phone or any other device. But here's John Fetterman talking about that George Santos cameo. Listen, clip five.
Hey, Bobby. Look. I don't think I need to tell you, but these people that want to make you get in trouble and want to kick you out and make you run away, you make them put up or shut up. You stand your ground, sir, and don't get bogged down by all the haters out there. Stay strong. Merry Christmas.
Okay, that was apparently meant a humorous message, supposedly, for Senator Menendez. But Senator Menendez has now attacked his fellow Democratic Senator, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, for having done it, and generally called for Menendez to follow George Santos out of Congress, to resign his Senate seat, rather than simply giving it up when the election comes. Here is Senator Menendez on his colleague, Senator Fetterman, clip four.
Have you seen this cameo, the Santos video that the Fetterman folks bought? Give me a reaction to that.
Well,
I don't think Mr. Clickbait's donors would appreciate him enriching George Santos. I'm surprised he didn't ask his parents for the money.
Here is Fetterman himself mocking the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, on the Biden impeachment, which is also the authorization for a full impeachment investigation. There's going to be a vote on that this week, apparently. Listen, this is John Fetterman.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that Republicans have a duty to bring an impeachment vote to the floor. That would be an impeachment vote against President Biden. What's your response to the Speaker?
Oh, no, please, please don't impeach him. Oh, my God, those that bad, bad man. You know, yeah, it's so scary. Oh, no. But whatever a weirdo, you know, says about that, it's like, go ahead.
And you still think ultimately nothing will be found?
No, I don't.
And again, I'm not sure that's the most effective response for the amount of time, the amount of effort and energy that is being put forward on this new impeachment fight. Certainly a majority of Republicans will, but not all Republicans. And right now, with George Santos gone, they only need to lose 3 Republican votes and they have no chance. And I think that the idea that they would get a formal vote to authorize an impeachment investigation and without being that specific on what exactly President Biden would be impeached for, there's much more drama and appropriateness. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, was the one who announced the arrest of former U.S. Ambassador to Bolivia, Victor Manuel Roca. And it sounded like this, and you get some sense of how serious this matter is. Clip 13.
The department has charged former U.S. Ambassador to Bolivia, Victor Manuel Roca, with illegally acting as an agent of a foreign government. This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent. Specifically, the criminal complaint alleges that for over 40 years, Rocha acted as a covert agent of the Cuban government. To that end, the complaint alleges Rocha sought out employment with the U.S. government that would provide him with access to non-public information and the ability to affect U.S. foreign policy.
Okay, and again, of course, this is going to become an item of backbiting and blame one side to the other, but he was hired. He became part of the State Department team under President Reagan and then continued under President Clinton and the first President Bush and the second President Bush, and President Obama. So there is plenty of blame of a bipartisan nature to go around. It is also holiday season, and one of the things that has always been surprising is that when people make Christmas movies, they make Christmas movies on what people enjoy and love about the holiday. But there is a new film that actually goes back to the basis of the New Testament story of the Nativity. A new film that actually tries to make that into a musical comedy. And does it work? It's called Journey to Bethlehem. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's an energetic and cheerful new musical about a very familiar story, particularly this time of year in the holiday season. It is called Journey to Bethlehem.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son, the King of all Kings.
This wasn't a dream. An angel came to me.
That's newcomer Fiona Palomo, who's charming in both singing and acting. The cast also includes Antonio Banderas as King Herod and another rising young star named Milo Manheim as a sensitive and hunky Joseph. The musical numbers are elaborately choreographed, even if the tunes, except for a few Christmas carols, are mostly forgettable. Directed and co-written by one of the people behind the TV show Glee, this is a version of the Nativity without any of the hints of pain and suffering and darkness in the original gospel tale. It's rated a mild and appropriate PG. 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Journey to Bethlehem. And what I mean about the hints of darkness and pain is the killing of babies by King Herod, for instance. Even though Antonio Banderas is hamming it up as King Herod, that kind of specifically, which could be very scary for younger viewers, is not there. Again, it's rated an appropriate PG, and I think most people who see it will enjoy it. You come out of the theater actually feeling a little bit uplifted, which is reasons to seek uplift this time of year. Meanwhile, David Frum is going to be joining us tomorrow. He's written a very long, large, substantive article called The Danger Ahead. And the case he makes is that if Donald Trump does return to the White House, which looks entirely possible, if not altogether likely, David Frum, former White House aide to President Bush, says he'd bring a better understanding of the system's vulnerabilities, more willing enablers, and a more focused agenda of retaliation against his adversaries. There are hints recently, for instance, that President Trump is still, if he becomes president again, looking to try to overturn the results of the election of Joe Biden in the first place. Will that work? We'll also be talking about a new analysis that says that U.S. aid for Ukraine is expensive, but on balance, it is a genuine bargain. Why? That, and what is it that Nikki Haley has to do in the debate tomorrow night to maintain momentum in her campaign to be the new leader of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.